so often, just when I'm alone. I can't help the longing I'll do anymore.
Hi there, this is Whistleblower Radio, and we are going to have a very interesting show this evening. We're going to start out with David Farman, who is the principal in charge of Alien Shift. That's, I believe, alienshift.com, and he is also producing the Alchemy Conference, which is, I guess, the Alchemy event, not to be confused with an alchemy conference that happens in another place in another time. So anyway, it's going to be the 28th of April and I think the 29th as well. And we'll ask David more about that. But I know Sean David Morton is going to be there, George Norrie and many other people. I believe even Bic Bai is going to show up, if I remember correctly. So, David, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am. Hello, Carrie Cassidy. We love you. How are you?
Hi, David. Okay, well, phone's ringing in the background and all that. Maybe you could silence that. That would be great. But at any rate, lovely to have you on the show, and even for this short time. And I want to thank Maxine, who's coming on shortly after you, for being able to allow this small segment to happen here. But at any rate, talk about the upcoming conference, which is going to be quite soon, actually.
Yes, it's been challenged to go against the atmosphere of fear in the nation and around the world with all the negative forces coming against us. As you know this very well, against the light forces and light workers and light forces, we are called around the world. And so against this force, we hold our flag really high, talking in freedom and honor of humanity on the stage, April 28th and 29th, to bring the values in human society and opening the global peace and transformation once again on the stage live in City of Angels, April 28, 29, from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're proud to have you as a speaker.
And okay, David, that's lovely. Can you tell us some of the other speakers? I think you have maybe the princess from Japan. Is that correct?
Yes, on Sunday, Princess Karu Nakamura, Princess of Peace of Japan, would be joining us on Skype for half an hour, and she will talk about her message for 2012 and all the new things she has mentioned, many things on the phone before to me that it's really mind-boggling and new information that she will present. So also, we have Sean David Morton on Sunday. He will be speaking for 1.5 hour lecture. And after that, on 5:30 p.m., he will join us with me, Bic Bai, and about 5 or 6 more people to do a future panel, how to create a new future for humanity and what kind of future we want to create. And that's a very important panel, and we invite everybody to come in. If they're unable to come into Los Angeles, please tune in. We're going to be on live stream or Ustream, actually. They gave us permission, and we're talking to them, ustream.com. We will give you the address later on alchemyevent.com, our website, alienevent.com or alchemyevent.com, and A-L-C-H-Y-E-V-E-N-T, alchemyevent.com. You can purchase tickets. Dr. Roger Lear will talk about alien implants on Saturday, and George Norrie will run a panel on Saturday, which Carrie Cassidy will be in the panel. Also, Carrie has a one-hour lecture on Project Camelot and new projects going on and new information she has will share with you from 10 to 11. Actually, we are starting on 8. We're going to have a great opening ceremony with Zemet Sin from Aztec from Aztec nations. They're coming from Mexico to join us with the ceremonies of Aztec dance and talking about the calendar, Aztec calendar or Mayan calendar. And then we have Portal to Ascension. People will play didgeridoo and other sound healing instruments. And we have a lady who will do meditation, Kundalini meditation, and myself, and then Carrie Cassidy, and then George Nori will run a panel, and then 11 to 1 with a number of speakers, and we will have lunch, everybody, and we will hold hands, and we will hug each other. It's Marshall Klarfeld, Saturday, will speak about Anunnakis. Jason Verbelli, he's talking about new energy solutions on Sunday, and the machine he has, and Dr. Torrey would be in the panel on Saturday with us on Cosmic Panel. Brad Johnson, Zarathustra, Lauren Amber Serna on Sunday, Sudie Burnett, she's the host of the event and also speaker, and our Big Bite Inejnima, we welcome as a speaker also Bishop Daryl Nichols and a number of other people will join us. And good old Tommy Hansen. We asked Tommy. Tommy, he has so much ideas. I said, Tommy, you got to talk. And he will talk on the panel on Sunday, how to create a new future. And he's a star seed, and we welcome anybody else want to join us. If you have ideas you want to put on the stage, we are open to that. And we are really happy to have Carrie back on the stage, and we love you for that. Please purchase tickets online as we speak, or if some of you on alchemyevent.com. And if some of you have financial problems, we told Carrie we can accommodate 50 people for free, which 10 of them already send us emails. Please email us if you cannot afford it. We let you in for free for 2 days, david@alchemyevent.com. Otherwise, please buy the tickets, support us, and show the world that we are all united, all the groups, all the light workers, all the projects. We hold hands together to move the envelope forward to a new humanity beyond December 21st, 2012. Thank you, Carrie, for giving me the opportunity to be here. And Carrie, are you there?
David, yes, thank you very much. Sorry, I had muted myself. I just wanted to say, while you're still here, do you want to talk about some of the recent events in the world and your perspective, or perhaps how you started out in Alien Shift? Because you've been, you know, in the sector for quite some time, haven't you?
Yeah, from 1980s, back in Art Bell time, when Sean Morton and Dr. Lear, especially, or number of other speakers we were following. I was a young man at that time, and you know, we all loved the stories and subjects, and we used to go to seminars, and at that time it was so hard to find information. There was no internet like now that you can access things in a second, so it would be much harder to dig into things and find in things. You had to travel and meet people or beg them to tell you what's really happening. So, or read their books, which they were really short and on the table. They were selling DVDs and tapes and books at that time. So we grew up in that atmosphere, and then Art Bell shows, and we came up with alienshift.com, alienshift.com. Which this website, 200 pages, created a lot of blogs on Yahoo and other blogs on internet, and a lot of great people over years. We established a mindset that it's unique in human history, like your Project Camelot. You do a great work right now, and so we all got together, and we still do sometimes contact each other around the world, and we have ignited a light in other parts of the world, like India, Africa, Middle East especially, or Europe, that those people were asleep at those areas of the world, and now they're woken up, and we are really happy to see a worldwide community joining all the forces together and energies, and we are all one entity, and this entity is so great. It can change things not only in this planet, but other planets with other brothers and sisters, human type we have, or non-human type we have across the universe. And this is a great opportunity to put the thing on the stage and show people what's really going on. And or people like Carrie Cassidy, who take the courage and all the energy and time of her life, and she puts the good things on the stage and radio and tapes and DVDs and internet. I mean, it's not easy, Carrie. People should understand this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, we hope that the listeners will consider coming down to the conference here in L.A. It's a very nice venue where you have had it more than once. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And good location.
Olympic Collection Banquet Conference Center is a banquet hall. It's a great marble floors and nice halls. And they have great foods and really healthy vegetarian and meat and for lunch, they take care of us. Although it's pricey, but we agree with their terms and conditions. That's why our tickets are a little bit higher, but we have a great ticket right now, $160 for two people for 2 days. And please go online and help us out with tickets. And if anybody would like to donate to us, our PayPal account is info@alienshift.com. alienshift.com, info@alienshift.com. We always can expand programs across the world with different projects and avenues and events or speaking or you name it. And we always...
Okay, David, thank you so much. I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but we only have a limited time, so I just want to make sure to ask you one question. I got a message on my phone. I didn't have time right before the show to call you and ask you about it, but you said you had, well, it sounded like a life-death experience on the freeway. Do you want to talk just briefly about that?
Yeah, on Saturday, April 7, on 405 North, I was going 85 miles an hour, and there was really windy, and somehow I felt the entering a kind of portal, because of wind and the speed I was going, and suddenly I saw a big piece of metal, cylindrical shape. That I'm suspecting now it could be a rod, because I was talking to Dr. Torrey, between a million cars, this thing came across the freeway right at me, and it was so fast. It was like a bullet. The moment I saw it's coming, and it's directly towards my head, and I couldn't do anything in 85 miles an hour in 2 seconds. This thing was so fast. It hit the windshield and made a big hole like a baseball, and then it deflected, and God saved me, because it didn't come in. If it would have come in, it would decapitated me. And this is like a seventh time in my life that I'm escaping death, and I was so shaken, and in a matter of second I saw the time kind of stop, because when it hit I made a big noise and the window cracked, and the glass is coming in. I'm holding my hand in front of my head and my eyes. It's just in 1 second I felt it. I think I left the body and came back, because in that second or two, things were not normal, and I was still thinking about it. I don't know, was it an accident or they wanted to hit me or whatever. They did not succeed, and God saved me, and maybe were bad aliens working with some groups, or they throw things at me. They've done that before with a tire one time. Came from right from the sky, hit me on the top of the car one time years ago. That was...
Okay, well, you seem to have very strange interactions with the energies around you. Interesting dynamic there.
Yeah, different groups love me, hate me. People pray for me, some people... there's different stuff going on,
I see. Well, look at you. You take care, okay? And blessings to you. And thank you for coming on the show. And we look forward to April 28th and 29th at the Alchemy Conference.
Me too.
And here in Los Angeles, where myself and Sean David Morton and many others are going to be speaking. And so thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, well, that is David Farman, and that was very nice for him to come on the show and share that also, that very personal incident that happened. Wow, you never know, one moment to the next. We have these, I believe it was an 8.6 or something crazy over in Sumatra earthquake today, and then we have a 7.0 down in Mexico. So it seems to be gravitating, and I also posted on my blog, for those of you who are listening, the seismic graphs around the world are just going off the charts. So there's reverberating around the globe, this energy right now. So please, those of you who are out there traveling, please, take care and be careful. We should have Maxine Taylor if all things are good. Is she with us yet or not? Maxine, are you there? Maybe they're going to bring her on after the break. That's sometimes what has to happen, depending on the logistics. So we'll just wait and see if we can get Maxine as soon as the break comes up. I do want to say that we are working on my trip to Australia, but we don't know what's going to happen with that. We've had lots of people come forward with very generous offers. However, we do need a venue in several places. Okay, we've got a break here, and after this we'll be with Maxine Taylor. Thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
It's the story of a lost city, lost opportunity, lost hope. A story of failed policies, failed leadership. A story of smooth-talking politicians, games of he said, she said, rhetoric, and division. One man has stood apart, stood strong and true. voting against every tax increase, every unbalanced budget, every time. Standing up to the Washington machine, guided by principle. Ron Paul, the one who will stop the spending, save the dollar, create jobs, bring peace, the one who will restore liberty. Ron Paul, the one who can beat Obama and restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Okay.
I can't get no relief.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we are going to be talking to Maxine Taylor, the author of Moving Into the Magic and a very excellent astrologer. On top of that, and I guess you might say a life coach. I'm not sure if she would classify herself that way, but I'm thinking that's kind of what her job title might be. Yeah. Anyway, Maxine, I hear you laughing, so you're there, right?
Yes. Hey, Carrie, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm really, really good, and I'm very excited to talk about the energies that are going on, the role that my book plays in this. And yes, I am a life coach, but you know, well, you and I have talked so many times before. I do a lot more than that. What I've seen is that one of the reasons I wrote my book, Move Into the Magic, is because 2012 is the year of the shift. And right now we are going through such unbelievable energy. Mars going direct on Friday, Pluto going retrograde yesterday, full moon last Friday. Everything's happening. And I've been working with a lot of walk-ins for years, and I never understood why. When I say a walk-in, I'm not talking about the great clip kind, but the soul transference. Many of my friends are walk-ins, and what I realized is I'm here to kind of act as a go-between between these wonderful walk-ins who are consciously aware of having dropped into human form, into a body, rather than being born into it, to help them with their transition to being an earthling, and earthlings to welcome them.
Very interesting. Okay.
Very, very interesting. I do the charts of walk-ins, Carrie. For example, if you were a walk-in, I do your birth chart, of course. And then if you knew your exact time that you walked in, I would do your walk-in chart, because the walk-in chart shows you your mission. And it's vitally important that everybody, I think vitally important, that we each know our mission. And that keeps evolving. I know you've seen it in your own life. You think, okay, now I found my niche. Yes, I got it here. Wonderful. And then it starts growing from there, and you're propelled to move forward. You say, I've got to change careers, for example. I've got to do this, because you know within your heart, within your soul, within the cells of your body, that you were meant to.
So absolutely. Well, you know, I have so many questions, and I hope, I don't know, because, you know, I don't want to rush you along or anything, but, you know, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and then you tell me sort of if that's the direction you want to start off in, because I'm happy to be flexible. First of all, you know, you just talked about Pluto going retrograde, and you talked about Mars going direct on Friday, and I know Mercury was retrograde for the longest time, it seemed like forever, and then it went direct, I think, the 14th. And so this month, basically, and maybe a bit of last month, has just been very, very tumultuous, very difficult to deal with. And yeah. I think people would be very interested to hear you start off with all of that and explaining for the people that, you know, aren't into astrology or haven't, you know, aren't well versed in what, you know, Pluto going retrograde even means. If you could explain that.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. I'd love to. First of all, let me explain what retrograde means, because some people don't even know what that means, and they think we're speaking gobbledygook. When a planet goes retrograde, from our standpoint on planet Earth, it appears to be moving backwards in the heavens. Well, it's not moving backwards. It just appears to be that way. And the heavens reflect the Earth, and that's exactly how it feels here on Earth. Mercury, the planet of communication, it rules our mouth and our minds. They were not working together as a team for many of us during the retrograde period, which was actually March 11th, 12th, 13th, right in that time period. And thank goodness Mercury went direct on April 4th. Now, Mars, the planet of action, energy, forward motion, it's also the planet of war. It's also happily the planet of sex. So there's a lot of passion involved with Mars. Mars has been retrograde for what feels like eons. It went retrograde on January 23rd, 24th. And when Mars goes retrograde, action stops. Life is on pause. And while, you know, life goes on, there's a kind of almost a flatline feeling to what's going on. Well, of course, Mars is going to go direct on Friday. That's just a couple of days from today. And some people, Carrie, I would be willing to bet that you're already feeling this, because you're very sensitive to these energies.
Yeah, I am, and I've already had some things happen this week which are forward motion kinds of things that I've just kind of given a, I guess you might say, sort of a gasp of relief.
Yes.
To actually see some forward motion is just real exciting, and I can't say they've jumped off the you know, sort of out of the gate, but I have definitely gotten indications that things are happening, and I'm very excited to sort of see what next week is going to bring.
Okay, well let me keep on going then, because this is you are so on target. But you couldn't help but be with all of your intuition and your finger on the pulse of what is going on. Okay, so Mars, for many of us, our lives have started moving forward. My blog, my YouTube channel is up and running. I'm going to start a podcast tomorrow. Well, that's before Mars goes direct. But, you know, I'm a Gemini just like you, and we just can't wait. We cannot sit still. We've got to be busy. And I'd be happy to talk about, of course, each of the signs. Well, when Mars goes direct, that's when things start moving forward, not necessarily with a big bang, although for some of us it will feel like a big bang, but Mars has to go back to that place in the cosmos, in the zodiac, where it was when it went retrograde. And it went retrograde in 23 of Virgo, and it will return to that point on June 20th. Now, we don't have to wait until June 20th to get things going. But this is what we are feeling. We're ready to do. We've been on pause. Some of my students have said they have a countdown going to, you know, for when Mars goes direct. Now, Pluto, this is a huge time for us. I'll talk about Pluto, and then I'll talk about the Pluto-Uranus square dance that's been going on for a couple of years. Pluto is the planet of total annihilation, out with the old, in with the new, and in many cases it is the planet of control. And so, you know, when you control something, it becomes a life or death thing. Pluto is in the sign Capricorn, which rules all of the traditional things in our life. It rules government, it rules real estate, it rules tradition. And Pluto, the planet of transformation, death and rebirth, all or nothing, we see that around us. You report it. Your listeners, your guests report it. Okay, when it goes retrograde, things go underground. They become more hidden because Pluto is the planet of secrets. And so things are exploding, but privately and quietly. Well, September 17th and 18th, right during that time, Pluto goes direct. It means it starts its forward movement. Now, this is prior to the election, and looking at the presidential election, which is very interesting. And, you know, I'll be happy as we get closer to give you my predictions, because I've got the charts of the two people I think will be. Well, of course, Obama's.
Yes, I'm interested in that, but I have to say, you know, that whole idea of the election is driving me crazy. It just seems like such an absurdity. There's so much going on in this country, and
yes,
so little truth in that sector, I have to say. But we'll,
yes,
you know, we'll have to endure it, and something will transpire during that time. I don't know if there's even going to be an election. I don't know. That's just a feeling I have, but maybe there is. I mean, you tell me. But
well,
go down that road.
What's so interesting is that Mercury is going to be retrograde during the election. It will go direct on Tuesday, November 6th, late in the day. And so there's a real hurry up and wait quality about the whole day of the election. I'll give you more details on that as we get closer, and we can talk about that, because I have charts that I do, special charts that literally predict who will be the next president. So I'll share that with you.
Okay, lovely.
As we get closer,
around that time. So at this point, we've gone through the Pluto retrograde, although in terms of people's lives, I know you said, you know, Pluto is one of the outer planets, and, you know, inner planets deal with personal, and outer planets more with the group consciousness kind of thing. Would you say that there's anything specific going on in terms of, let's say, you may not even, you know, sort of looked at this yet, but in terms of the war scenario that they're trying to drum up, the configuration between now and, say, June, July, is it in favor of that, or is it going to prevent them? Or are there some elements that will help prevent that?
Okay, there are some elements that are going to help prevent that. I'm so glad you asked that, because I have to talk just briefly about the Uranus-Pluto square. See, Pluto wants to control, and Uranus says, I'm rebelling. We're going to bust loose. And Pluto said, I'm going to control you. And Uranus says, no, you're not. Just watch me. This Uranus-Pluto square, which is a conflict between the two planets and affects, we see it everywhere. We've been seeing it for a couple of years now. It's going to continue through 2016. 16. And that's, of course, a long time period, needless to say. However, looking at the United States chart, because that's what we're talking about here when we talk about war, in June we have an eclipse, and it falls in our seventh house of open enemies. Prior to that, we have an eclipse on May 20th, which deals with hidden enemies. Now, that may be too far in the future. It's just a month away, the May 20th eclipse. And so there's a situation that I think can be averted, but I'm going to have to keep watching that. The beauty that I see in the United States chart, if I may move forward to November 28th, we have an eclipse right on the ascendant of the United States chart. The ascendant is the most personal point in the chart. It's the attitude of the people. It is the political mood. The eclipse sits on our Uranus. And so the people are rebelling. And it's so there's going to be more.
So that's going to be a real sort of a spark point is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And we will feel that most strongly 3 to 4 months after it occurs, which means the beginning of 2013, because remember that the Uranus-Pluto square continues for 4 years. And no matter, it doesn't matter what someone says they're going to do in government. What's happening is a huge rebellion. People are saying, what was that tagline? I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore.
That's what that was from.
That's what we're talking, network. Yes. Well, that's what's triggered with Uranus on our ascendant. With the November 28th eclipse. Now, I want to also mention that in 2013, Jupiter, the planet of expansion and optimism, crosses our ascendant. And that, to me, is our light at the end of a short tunnel.
Okay, and that happens exactly when?
In February.
Okay, of 2013.
Of 2013. And when you think about it, Carrie, you know and I know that the time is moving faster. And so
that's
just a short period from now. So there is more rebellion and more optimism over the rebellion at the same time. And this will be February 2013. You can take that to the bank.
Yeah, that should be a really fascinating time. Okay, people are going to wonder, and I'm going to keep asking you this question, which is, 2012, December 21st, 2012, that period of time. I've been told that the number of astrological alignments, et cetera, aspects, whatever you want to call it, is not even as plentiful as it was in 2011, although it's still sort of an important date. We'll be right back after this break, and you can answer that question.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Indigrow is your source for affordable induction grow lighting. First discovered in 1891 by Nikola Tesla, Indigrow lights deliver 11 years of electronic sunlight to your plants. Indigrow lamps require less than half the power of traditional HID lamps. Converting to Indigrow lights means you'll cut down on your power bill with less lighting. Indigrow lamps also use 5 times less mercury than traditional fluorescent or HID lamps, making Indigrow not only energy efficient, but environmentally friendly as well. No more switching out lamps between vegetative and flowering stages. As nature intended, your lights get a steady dose of UV light. That makes your plants grow healthier and stronger. Indigrow products are manufactured in San Diego, California, and come with a written 10-year warranty. What Tesla knew, then growers know now, is that Indigrow lighting is the cost-effective addition to your victory garden. To learn more or order now, go to inda-grow.com. That's inda-grow.com. Or call 877-452-2244 to answer any of your questions. These guys really know lights. Indigrow really is your sunlight in a box.
America is in trouble.
Washington is a disgrace.
Government has become too big. It's overtaxing, overspending.
We need to change direction.
We really need change.
We can't afford to make the same mistakes we've made in the past.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper.
He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
There is need for economic stimulus.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
This election is about trust. There's been one true, consistent candidate, and that's Dr. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has been so consistent from the very beginning.
He seems like a more honest candidate.
He tells the truth about what he believes, whether you like it or not.
He's never once voted for a tax increase, never once voted for an unbalanced budget.
Ron Paul's plan is bold, cut 5 departments. It's what we need.
When he says he's going to cut $1 trillion in the first year, I believe it.
If you don't like how things are going, you're tired of politicians, he's something different.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Is the one we've been looking for.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camp Lot, Whistleblower Radio. And we are talking to Maxine Taylor. And right before the break, I asked Maxine a question about the time around 2012, December 21st, and that area of time, what she was seeing astrologically.
Well, it's very interesting. When, of course, for years, astrologers have been looking at the ephemeris, which is the book listing the planetary positions, looking for something that just lights up and tilts. And you had started saying something that I was agreeing with, and then the commercial came on. It was time for the break, that there is not a lineup of planets that just jumps out at you on the 21st. Actually, it's more a couple of days before. The Sun, Venus, and Mercury are in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is the sign of freedom, of expansion of our higher mind. It is a wonderful, wonderful sign for truth. And around the 12th, the Sun, Venus, Mercury, and the Moon are all in Sagittarius, so that will be the 12th and 13th of December. So I feel like that there's a lot of expectation that we have created in our own morphic field about the 21st of December, but I think we're going to feel it a lot before that. I was looking at the last couple of days of November, just out of curiosity, and we talked about Pluto being the planet of, explosion, out with the old and with the new, total transformation, and Mars, the planet of action, the planet of gunfire, the planet of war, the planet that initiates activity, is exactly conjunct, meaning next to, Pluto on November 28th. Right after Thanksgiving. So right after Thanksgiving, with Mars on Pluto, that's incendiary. And that is going to trigger, I don't know how, because it's going to affect the entire world. It will affect our planet everywhere. But that's when I think it's going to start. We'll see stuff. We'll see a lot of anger, explosiveness, and I think it's probably because we are anticipating a shift. And the shift, as I see it, is not the end of the world. It's people seeing the light, people seeing the truth, and moving into this worldwide community of brother and sister, holding hands across the globe is what I call it. And that's why I wrote my book when I did, because I want to help people get through the shift by raising their own vibration, their own energetic level. And I feel like the end of November is when it's going to start. It's already started.
We're definitely in it already. But I was curious whether or not there was anything, you know, as astrologically really showing up in a big way during that time. I had been told by other people that it was strangely not quite as spectacular astrologically as some other times that we have already had and may have in the future, just in terms of alignments and so on. And so
I agree.
There's something else going on there, and it will be very interesting to see how the astrology kind of tracks it one way or another, and whether or not it's on base or it's completely off or what all goes on. So at this point, you know, we've kind of covered the brief, in a brief way, what the recent changes, and people will have their own sort of input. And certainly we have a chat room, which if you haven't already gone there and you're listening to the show, I encourage you to go there. It's on the front page of Project Camelot. You can go to projectcamelot.org or projectcamelotportal.com. That takes you to the same page, and then scroll down for the link to the chat room. Just join in there. If you want to ask questions, feel free. Sometimes I'll have somebody who's helping me out. I don't know if he's there tonight, but at any rate, I'll try to catch your questions. If you put them in caps, that always helps me. The other thing is that we do have call-in lines. And those are posted, the number is posted on the American Freedom Radio website. So you're welcome to call in and ask questions. Later on, we'll try to take calls. So, Maxine, do you want to run through the various signs and give, sort of a rundown on how these changes will affect them? Or do you want to go in a different direction right now?
Oh, I love your questions. What I'd love to do, since Mars is getting ready to go direct on Friday and people are feeling this energy, this tension, what I thought they might enjoy, and you let me know if this feels good to you, is for me to go through the rest of the month per sign, the immediacy of it, and just say, well,
yes,
what's being triggered.
I think that'd be great.
Would that be good? Of course, you know I will spend a lot of time on Gemini. We have to let people know that you and I are both Geminis, so we tend to laugh a lot, and we're partial to our own sign because we think it's the best. But okay, first of all, let's start with Aries. Now, The beauty of this particular time for Aries is they've come into their own. So the sun is in your first house, Aries. That means your personality is alive and you're feeling great. But on the 19th, it enters your second house of money. And every Aries out there is going, hallelujah, it's about time. And this is awesome. Now, Mars, as I just described earlier, the planet of action and energy, is going to go direct in your sixth house of work and health. So if you have a gym membership and you have been sitting on the couch with a remote in one hand and a bag of chips in the other, when Mars goes direct, this would be a great time to use that gym membership, number one. Number two, this is a time to throw yourself into your work, into your job, and those who are involved in a service capacity into service. Taurus is our next sign, and Taurus is in a preparatory phase right now, because when the sun enters Taurus, which it will on the 19th, that's when they come into their own. And they're, it's like they come alive. Now, Venus, the planet of love and money, is in their second house of money. So even the Taurians who may not be making the money that they'd like still have the wherewithal to do what they like to do. This has been a very social month for Taurus, and Mars is going to go direct in your fifth house of fun and games. So if your love life has not been the way you've wanted, if it's just been on hold, after Friday, pick up the pieces. Do not start a new relationship today if you possibly can. If you've already begun it, you may start, you may back up a little bit and then go forward with it. Okay, let's talk about Gemini, Gary. First of all, the sun has been in our 11th house of group activities, and I'm kind of chuckling to myself because you're speaking all over the place and at these wonderful conferences. However, on the 19th of the month, when the sun enters our 12th house, every Gemini, the sun will go into your 12th house of behind-the-scenes activities. And this is you pulling back and retreating. It's sort of a spiritual gestation period. And, Carrie, as busy as you and I are, running all over the place, talking to people, et cetera, we're still going to want our privacy until the sun enters Gemini next month, and that's when we come into our own. Now, right now, Venus, the planet of love and beauty, is in our first house. So we're looking good, and we're feeling very loving.
Okay.
And I know that there are Geminis out there saying, what do you mean we're looking good? You haven't seen what I look like today. I'm sorry. What this means is you look good whether you think you do or not. And the beauty of having Venus in the first house is that we love ourselves. And when you love yourself, other people love you. It's a magnet. Now, Mars is going to go direct in our fourth house of home and family and emotional security and real estate, the very foundation of our lives. And so we're reexamining, do I want to live here? What do I want for emotional security? Very, very good time for us. Cancerians, oh, man, you've been the boss. You've been in the leadership position, and you're going to move more into the friendship area, which is lovely. So by the 19th of the month, that's the time to socialize. Mars is going to go direct in your third house of communication. Now, I have found that Cancerians, and Carrie, you may have too, when they say something, remember, they're the crab, and so they can snap at you. They don't mean to, but it's a self-defense. Well, with Mars going direct in their third house, what this means is if they have held back, if they have not spoken their minds, they will now, really, like a machine gun. And Cancerians, go for it. You cannot squelch it anymore. You got to go for it. Okay, Leo. Now, Leo is our lion. Leo rules by divine right. And on the 19th of the month, Leo, move into the lead position. Throw yourself into your career and move into the top slot. Be the alpha dog. Venus is in your 11th house of friends. Great socializing. Shall we pause now?
We're going to have a break here and be right back. Thank you so much, Maxine. This is great.
David Morton here to tell all of my fantastic fans and friends about one of the greatest conference gatherings of all time of your favorite New Age, New Thought, and radio personalities. The Alchemy Event, starting at 8:30 a.m. April 28th to Sunday, April 29th. Come to the Alchemy Event in West Los Angeles. Or if you can't join us all in person, you can have the fantastic opportunity to watch it on Global Stream Live online for a celebration of global peace and transformation, ET disclosure, prophecy, earth changes, ufology, metaphysics, consciousness, healing, and meditation. Join me for lunch with special guests Coast to Coast George Norrie, Project Camelot's Carrie Cassidy, Dr. Roger Lear, Michael Hercules Barra, Saeed David Farman, Dr. Louis Tyree, Sudie Burnett, and many, many more. Tickets on sale now. Register online at alchemyevent.com or click on AFR's homepage. That's alchemyevent.com. The Alchemy Event in Los Angeles, California, April 28th and 29th. Don't you dare miss it. See you there.
Witnesses, first responders, and others tell the story the NTSB and the FBI hope to cover up. The documentary film, Wellstone, They Killed Him, examines the killer's motives, means, and opportunity. Who was Senator Paul Wellstone, and why would anyone want to kill him? High on the motive list is that the populist Minnesota senator, one of 23 who voted against the Iraq War in 2002, was sticking his nose into 9/11. Wellstone intimates say he was asking too many questions, that he wanted to get to the bottom of what really happened on 9/11. And thus was publicly executed as a warning. Watch the preview at WellstoneTheyKilledHim.com. A portion of the sales goes to fund a public investigation. Order a DVD for just $20. Help support our future projects. We document what the corporate and quote-unquote left media ignore. Chemtrails, weaponized mycoplasma, the IVAW, Bilderbergs, cyanine, and the neo-Malthusian depopulation assault on humanity. Visit SnowshoeFilms.com or go to AFR's homepage and click the Snowshoe Films banner.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rebounded above $1,650 Tuesday on bargain hunting, safe haven buying. Gold last traded at $1,660 an ounce, silver $3,181. According to analysts, investors need to take advantage of the recent gold falls right now to buy the dips before it hits record highs this summer. Stocks fell sharply today on EU bond fears and earnings warnings. This rebirth of uncertainty also was boosted by Spanish 10-year bond yields surging 40 basis points. Will Spain become the next Greece, Ireland, and Portugal? Time will tell. Check it out at SwissAmerica.com. Be sure to get your copy of The Future of Money. Call 800-289-2646. You can read about the recovery. Who are we kidding? According to Merck Investments, they agree with us that Ben Bernanke's plan will not work. Inflation is not fought as easy as he thinks. National Day of Prayer in May. Let me read you a quote from Ulysses S. Grant. Hold fast to the Bible as the sheet anchor of your liberties.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Maxine Taylor. Maxine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. So you were at Leo, I believe.
Yes, and Leo says, I am the king. You can start all over again and talk all about me. So, so I will. Leo, right around the 19th, I want you to really move into the lead slot, whether it's in your career, with your family, it doesn't matter. And by the way, if you have a Leo ascendant, this holds true for you as well. As I go through each sun sign, if this sign is your ascendant, pay close attention. So you are the leader. Venus is in your 11th house of friends and group activities, so your social life is wonderful. Now, Mars. Action. It goes direct Friday in your second house of money. And I dare say that the very intuitive Leo is already feeling that their money situation has already started kicking in, just as we are seeing these plans that all of us have. They're starting to come to a head. We're getting more opportunities, even today, before, 2 days before Mars goes direct. So, Leo, get ready. Your money is getting ready to move forward. It's going to pop. Virgo. Well, Mars is in Virgo. It's been sitting in Virgo in your first house for a couple of months. You've been on hold. It's been incredibly frustrating because Virgo crosses the T's and dots the I's and worries about the details of life that the rest of us don't have the time to worry about. Well, when Mars goes direct on Friday, it is time for you to hit the ground running. Do your thing your way because you can and because you want to. Venus is in your 10th house of career and public image, and you're popular. You are loved right now, and this is fabulous. It's your time. Okay, six down, six to go. Libra, Mars is in your 12th house. That's behind-the-scenes activities. That's I want my solitude, go away world. Now, Libra loves partnership. And so the sun has been in Libra's seventh house of partnership. When Mars goes direct, Libra, you're going to be able to accomplish mightily behind the scenes. This is your time to really get going, working your projects privately. So we're talking about a much more private time for you, starting on Friday and continuing to, oh, I want to say for another month or so, as Mars moves forward in your 12th and the Sun in your 8th. The antidote, travel. Venus in your 9th says get. You know, the 9th house is long-distance travel. And traditionally we think of Europe, Asia. I wish we were doing galactic travel because then the 9th house would really mean off-planet travel. Scorpio, the most powerful sign in the zodiac, understands Mars because Mars is Scorpio's co-ruler. Mars has been in your 11th house of friends, groups, and hopes and wishes, and so your friendship circle, your hopes, your wishes, they've been on hold. On Friday, let it rip. Throw yourself into your social life. The 11th house is the house of the humanitarian, and this is you fighting for your hopes, your wishes, maybe fighting with friends. That's okay. You've held it back for a while. It's time to blast off. When the sun enters your seventh house of partnership on the 19th, get out there and be with people. And if there's nobody special in your life, get out there and find them. Sagittarius, this is a sign of freedom, and it's a magnificent sign. The sun has been in your fifth house of fun and games, and so you've been partying, which is something you do very naturally. But after the 19th, get focused on your work. Now, Mars is going to go direct in your 10th house of career on Friday. Throw yourself into it. This is you putting your ambitions into action. Don't take no for an answer. If you get a no from one person, go, move upward. No lateral moves now, Sagittarius. And with Venus in your 7th house, everybody loves you because you love them. Capricorn. This is a very powerful time for you because Pluto's in Capricorn, and every Capricorn is undergoing a personal transformation. If you have an early Capricorn ascendant, like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, something like that, the early Capricorn degrees, you're undergoing a major transformation. While your home and family are very important to you right now, on the 19th, you're ready to party. Do it. Absolutely. Now, Mars is going to go direct in your ninth house. Get on a plane. If you go to an airport, you better have a passport because you're not going to be able to sit still. This is the time for you to take a stand for, maybe even argue your belief systems, your principles. Go for it. Aquarius really is, Carrie, my favorite sign because, number one, it rules astrology. Number two, it is the sign of the humanitarian. And I think that's where we're all headed now, being humanitarians more and more. Aquarius, you have been selling your ideas and sharing your ideas and loving them. And travel has probably been very big in your life. By the 19th, though, you're going to want to spend more time at home. Now, Mars, the planet of power and energy, is in your eighth house of secrets and transformation. And it's also mutual monies on a mundane level. But this is the time to look beneath the surface at what is really going on. This is the time when people entrust their secrets to you. But you'll just stand there. You're in the right place at the right time. You overhear something, and you get to the cause of the problem. You don't deal with the effects. And last but not least, Pisces. Well, the sun's been in your second house, so you've made money, haven't you? Which is wonderful. It's going to move into your third house on the 19th, and you're going to share your ideas with everybody. And I have found that Pisceans can talk more than Gemini, because they're sharing their ideas and they need validation from you for their existence. So Pisces, you will be sharing your ideas more and more. Venus is in your fourth house of home and family. So even though the sun is in your third of travel and communication, spend some time at home. Lastly, Mars, the planet of action, goes direct on Friday in your seventh house of partnership and other people. If you have had problems in partnership, whether business or personal, if your negotiations have been on pause, you get ready. In fact, you're probably already feeling this. You're ready to get out there and be with other people. If there's no special person in your life, this will be a wonderful time to get out there and throw yourself into your relationships. So that's the what we've got going on this month, for the rest of this month.
And wonderful. You do such a good job. You know, that's quite challenging, I'm sure, for you, Maxine, to sort of get everyone down for to a few lines each, but you do a very good job there.
Thank you.
What I wanted to ask you is, you know, I've got people here in the chat and they've got questions in terms of what kind of astrologer you are. Somebody is asking me, and I'm trying to grab that, are you using side reel or top tropical, they asked me.
Oh, I'm tropical. I'm not sidereal. I'm tropical. I'm a traditional astrologer, but I, as many astrologers, and Carrie, you having studied astrology, you know what I'm talking about here. The horoscope is like a crystal ball, and I use that as my psychic tool. Everybody is psychic. Whether they use their intuition or not is up to them, but I have found that a tropical astrology works. That's the traditional astrology, and I put more emphasis, believe it or not, on the house position than on the sign, because we always go back to the natural tropical zodiac, and I use the Placidian house system. So I've given way more information than that person asked. But,
oh, well, that's great, you know, because there are some people who are going to be listening who do have a good background, I'm sure,
yes.
as our audience, you know, often does. Now, we've got, you know, people asking all sorts of questions, and they're kind of wide-ranging. Let me ask you this, because we are coming into, you know, a time when, as you say, Mars is going direct after being retrograde for some time. How do you feel that it may affect the financial system, for example?
Oh, this is a great question. Let me go back to the United States chart. Mars, per se, is going to get everything moving, but in the United States chart, it goes direct in our fourth house. Now, let me tell you what the fourth house in a mundane chart rules. It's a little bit different than in your personal chart. It is not in our house of finances, okay? It will not go direct in the, but I will answer that question in just a second. It rules our domestic affairs, real estate. Now, you know the real estate market's been horrible for years, so things are going to start moving forward. It rules the farmers. It rules our crops, our agriculture. And we've talked about for years our food supply and how pesticides, et cetera, GMO foods, et cetera, things are moving forward in these areas. It also rules the weather, and it's very interesting because here in Atlanta, we're going, our temperature, which has been in the 70s and the 80s during the day, is now going way lower, and tonight we're supposed to hit freezing. This is perfectly in tune with Mars going direct in the United States fourth house. Now, as far as money is concerned, when Jupiter, and I'm going to go get ahead of myself here, but let me grab my ephemeris and I'll tell you when our money is going to pick up. Jupiter is the planet of abundance, and wherever it sits in the chart is where we are blessed. In the United States chart, we have both Venus, which is love and money, and Jupiter, and the Sun, all in our second house, and so we were born for wealth. Excuse me. Now, it's the second house planets are squared by Saturn, which slows it up a little bit. However, and I'm looking in the ephemeris right now, June of 2013, Jupiter enters our second house. It will sit on our Venus in July. It will sit on its own place, Jupiter. When we have a Jupiter return, which we do every 12 years, this is when we regroup around the principles we believe in, around truth, around abundance. And so we will have, the United States will have a Jupiter return, and I don't have the exact day, but it will be between July 18th and July 22nd. Well, the chart I use, for those of you who study astrology, is the July 4th, 1776 chart, okay? That is when our money is, I can't say how much is going. It's going to increase, but our money system is undergoing an expansion at that time. And remember, with Pluto in Capricorn, which it's going to be for several years, we are exploding all of the tradition, especially with Uranus squaring it, all of the traditional establishment institutions. And the whole money system is part of it, but there will be more money for us in just a little over a year. Yay! Can I hear an amen?
I'll say amen, and someone wants me to say lovely.
Oh, wonderful.
I do think that's lovely. I believe that that actually bodes pretty well for us in if we can make it through these next, 6 to 9 months. Now, I have people sitting on the edge of their chair in regard to what's called the dinar revaluation. Some people listening to this probably won't know what I'm talking about, but the Iraqi dinar is said to be about to revalue. However, it keeps kind of coming to the verge, and then nothing happens. So just out of curiosity, I'm wondering if you see this sort of upcoming Mars going direct on Friday as affecting anything that direct, or
you know
if
what?
You feel that that there are other things that are going to hold it back. Do you know what I'm saying?
You know, I really would need the chart of the country in order to answer that completely.
Okay.
But I will give it a yes, a qualified yes, because everything you just described, Carrie, you described it perfectly, coming close and then stopping, and then coming close and something. And so here is Mars on Friday. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to blast forward. It depends on where Mars is in everybody's chart. And when I say everybody, I mean every country, of course, as well as every individual. But yes, this is now every 2 years, Mars goes retrograde. Isn't that cute? So we will feel the forward motion starting after Friday. I think a lot of us are pinning a lot of hope on Mars going direct, but we will see it. We will feel it. It will go direct, and it will absolutely have an impact on the dinar.
Okay. So in other words, what we're also talking about here is something that has been retrograde for about, is it 2 months that it was retrograde?
It went retrograde in January. On January, right around the 24th, 23rd, 24th.
4 months. You're talking about 4 months of retrograde.
January. Well, the end of January, February, March. And it was 3 months. 3 months. Yes, it's been horrible.
Well, it seems like a lifetime now.
It does. It does seem like a lifetime.
No, there has been a very strange sort of, maybe you might call it a seesawing movement, but to life right now. And it's quite fascinating in that regard. And I don't know if you have anything to say about that, but that's what I've noticed. We are going to have a break here. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to let people ask you questions. If you want to call in, please do so. The rest of the time is for the rest of you to ask the questions.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the middle chamber of Prayer X on AMR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone?
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Maxine Taylor. And Maxine,
yes.
Right before the break, we were talking about, you know, how things were changing. And I wonder if you could pick up that thread. And I said that basically we would try to take questions from the audience. But is there anything also before we do that that you wanted to add or sort of expound on, you know, right before we start allowing people to ask you questions?
Yes, and let me just say, some people may have questions relating to their own chart, and I would be happy, of course, to answer them. The most important thing to keep in mind, I think, is this Pluto-Uranian square dance, I call it. Little Gemini humor there. Pluto is the planet of total death and rebirth. It's a symbolic thing, but it can also manifest literally. It is in the sign Capricorn, which deals with all of the traditional institutions. If you think of Pluto this way, if you're building a house, and let's say you're looking for a house, you're going to buy a house, and you find a house that you really love, and you say, gosh, I love the house, but I really don't like this bedroom, and I don't like the chimney where it is, and I don't like the kitchen counters. I'd like to change just those. Pluto says, too bad. You either take the house as it is, or we're going to raise it to the ground and start all over again and build it up. Okay, that's Pluto in Capricorn. Now, Uranus, the planet of liberation, the planet of rebellion, the great awakener, is in Aries. Aries is the sign that says, out of my way or the highway. I'm doing it my way. I'm doing what I want, when I want, how I want, because I can. So here you have rebellion, headstrong rebellion, clashing with, I'm not budging, I'm in control, tradition. This is what has been going on and what's going to keep on going on through 2016. We really are in the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Now, every one of us is going to feel this Pluto-Uranus square in our own charts. And if any of your listeners are interested in having their chart done, they can contact me at my website, MaxineTaylor.com. My contact information is there. I'll be glad to talk, because we're all going to feel it. Countries, the United States, you, me, everybody on the line. Makes sense.
Well,
right?
Absolutely. I think there will be sort of a clash of civilizations and a clash of cultures, and that is also internal. Now we've got several people. We've got a couple of people holding on the phone, and then we've got some questions in the chat. So here we go. Once again, if you're in the chat, please put your question in all caps. It's easier for me to see it when I'm looking very quickly, as I have to do on my radio show here. So I'm going to basically bring on a caller here.
Wonderful.
And this is area code 754. You're on the air with Maxine Taylor and Carrie Cassidy.
Yes, we've got a couple people holding on the phone.
Hello? Okay, caller, if you're listening to the radio, you are now on the on the show itself, so you need to turn your radio down and listen to the phone. Area code 754, going once. One more time. Sorry, you're going to have to call back. Okay. That didn't work. Okay.
No, it didn't.
Okay, let's try another one. Area code 540. You're on the air with Maxine Taylor and Carrie Cassidy.
Hello, Carrie. How you doing? My name's Jeff, and just wanted to say, first of all, Carrie, I just want to say thank you to you for all the hard work you're doing. You woke me up back in 2009 during a really, really tumultuous time in my life when I really needed some hope in my life, and I really just want to say thank you for that.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Yes. Definitely. For Maxine, back in 2002, I had contacted a spiritual advisor, and she said a number of things about me that were very, very, I mean, my family and friends thought it was just weird hocus-pocus stuff, but I really took it to heart, and I really thought it was neat. She said that my soul was from the Pleiades star system, and that I would go through many different careers, and then I would finally settle down. But it seems to me, you know, I'm 34 years old, and I'm still bouncing from career to career to career, and I just can't find, you know, what I really want to do, what makes me passionate in my life. And so, by the way, I'm a Leo. I was born August 14th. Yes, August 14th, 1977. It just seems like I've gone through so much compared to my peers in my short life, and almost like it's preparing me for something, but I don't know what. I'll go ahead and leave it there, and just want to say thank you again to both y'all for what you're doing, and you really definitely always give me hope. Thank you so much.
Well, bless your heart, Jeff. I guess he's off the line, right, Carrie?
Oh, I'm still here.
Wonderful. He's here. If you want to, you know, have a dialogue, you can go right ahead.
I do want to. Absolutely.
Okay.
Let me tell you, first of all, darling, at the risk of sounding like a commercial, if you get your sticky little fingers on my book, Move Into the Magic,
okay,
and get it on Amazon, it will help you find your mission. If I had you gave your month, day, and year, but I need your exact minute of birth, and the month, day, and year, and the city of birth to actually give you information. Do you know your exact time of birth?
I was born approximately 1 a.m. in Alexandria, Virginia.
Hold on. So you're born August. What was the rest of your birthday, sweetheart?
August 14th. It was a Sunday, 1977.
And you were born at approximately what time?
By 1:01 a.m.
Wow. That's not approximate. That's marvelous. 1:01 a.m. in Alexandria. I can help you right now, baby. Alexandria, Virginia. Let me tell you what it says, and then I'm going to tell you very quickly how to get your passion, how to find your passion. It'll actually save you from buying the book. Okay, well, you are not just a Leo, Jeff. You are a sun and moon in Leo. The three most important points in the chart are the sun, the moon, and the ascendant. And Carrie, he's a Gemini ascendant. So we like you already, honey. Now, you get up on your horse and you ride off in all directions at once. You're always curious. You'll never look your age. You'll never act your age. And you were blessed with impatience, which is it's fabulous. I just love it. Your home and family are very, very important. If they are not now, they will be. But you're a very sensitive Leonian. And, have I got good news for you, honey. You've got Venus in the second house, and so you're a money magnet. You will not... You will always be able to find money, which is create money, which is quite beautiful. You have a Sun-Saturn conjunction, so your message that you got from your earthly father was to be the boss at home. Both your parents show up as being here by divine right.
Now, my mom is an Aquarius, by the way.
Is she? Well, it's interesting. Your midheaven is Aquarius. And Aquarius is the sign of the humanitarian. So looking at your career, you've got to do something that helps the world. The thing is that I'm going to help you. I'm going to cut to the chase. Part two of my book is how to find your passion. Now, you're interested in everything with all that in your chart.
Yeah.
Right,
yep.
Of course. And you'd be a great actor, by the way. I want to throw that in. I mean, wonderful, wonderful actor. But the beauty of in my book, what I tell you how to find is your passion. When you find your passion, you find your mission. So here's how you find your passion. You ask yourself this question: if money were no object and success were absolutely guaranteed, what would I do for the rest of my life that would
I love movies. I just absolutely love movies. It's an obsession for me. It really is.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so there...
Well, I actually have to interject something here because I also want to say that he's got a Gemini rising, and that means that to me that he needs to be a communicator. So even though he's got all this Leo going on, he does want to communicate with people. So he needs to do something in that regard as well. So that does fit in the movie business.
I love it. You're absolutely right. Now, here's how you find your passion. When you answer that question of if money were no object and success were absolutely guaranteed, what would you do for the rest of your life? Sometimes we don't remember what we would do because we knew it when we were children, but we remember how we would feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so you move into the magic of feeling. And if money were no object, You let your imagination take you to doing whatever you would love to do. And you do not have to verbalize this over international radio right now. But just think about that.
You know, it's so interesting. It seems like, and thank you so much, by the way, it seems like so many of my peers in my generation, I'd say the millennials, tail end of a Generation Y, I think, or Generation X, I'm not sure, but we're so confused as to what our role is, you know, and it seems like, you know, I look around to all my friends, and it just doesn't seem like, you know, late 20s, early 30s, they're not happy, you know, and it's just, it breaks my heart. You know, I want to just tell people to go for it, do what you love, but everyone's so worried about money. They're so worried about being broke, you know, and you know, I've been to the point in my life where, you know, I gone through a lot as far as money, you know, and, you know, it really doesn't matter in the end. It really doesn't matter.
Well, you know why it doesn't matter to you? Because you'll always have it. You're a money magnet with that Venus in the second. So you will have it. And what you, if you know your mission, you are totally in the magic. Now, here's what you do. You answer the question silently to yourself when you're, you know, have the time. If money were no object, what would I do for the rest of my life that would make my heart sing? And you move into that feeling, and then you ask yourself, why would I do that? What would be the outcome? How would this help the planet? And you get your ego, your left brain, out of the way,
yep.
And you let it rip. And your heart will tell you what to do. And you'll know it because you'll quit breathing for a second. You'll jump up and down. You'll be so excited. So,
thank you so much.
You
okay,
are
thank
so
you
welcome.
Very much, caller. Wonderful to have you on the show, and we'll go on to someone else at this time if you don't mind, but hopefully other people have learned something from this discussion as well.
Hope so.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so great opportunity, Maxine, for you to talk about your book a bit. And I want to encourage people, because if you are searching for your mission and you are listening to the show, Maxine's book will be a great help to you. She did send me a copy. I have read some of it, and a lot of it resonated with me. It was the kind of process I went through in my life, and I have to say she was right on, and she is right on. So I want to encourage people that if you... You know, those questions are so important, and she really does put you through the paces. And I think she does a very good job of it. So I just want to give her a plug right there.
Thank you.
Now we've got area code 310. You're on the air with Carrie Cassidy and Maxine Taylor.
Hi, Maxine and Carrie. This
hey.
Is Michael Henningsen. Carrie knows me from email.
Hi there.
Maxine. I'm a Cancer.
And, How lovely,
yes. And I've always read in books and been told that Taurus women were perfect for Cancer. Now I've had 7 Taurus women in my life in the past 15 years, and every one of them ended in a disaster.
Oh my God!
I don't know. It didn't seem so perfect, but what's weird too is like 3 of them, these Taurus women, they looked almost alike, like they were sisters. They were ultra blonde, kind of looked like Pleiadian women, you know, the way Billy Myers has those pictures of Senyazi and all that.
Yeah,
they all look like that. So
and
I mean, art.
Do you have a question based on that, honey?
Oh yeah, I mean, are Taurus women supposed to be good with Cancer, or Taurans and Cancers?
Well, I think it's an excellent question, and I got my answer is in a couple of parts, and I know people are holding, so let me bottom line this for you. Number one,
okay.
Do not restrict your life to one sign. It depends
okay,
on the entire...
We're going to a break. You're not going to make it through. We're going to have to put you on hold, and we'll come right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of bark. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts? Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis? No problem. Got $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T. Department of Education? Gone. Interior, Energy, HUD, Commerce? Gone. Later, bureaucrats. That's how Ron Paul rolls. Want to drain the swamp? Ron Paul. Do it.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Ron Paul, a visionary who predicted the financial crisis, a leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Maxine Taylor, We've only got about 15 minutes left in the show, Maxine, but yes. I want to try to, let's see, finish up with this caller who has been holding through the break and see if we can do that. But we should move along. So if the caller doesn't mind kind of cutting to the chase, so to speak, and then we could give a few other people a chance while we still have time.
Absolutely. Well, the question was a Cancerian and a Taurian. Yes, of course, they are lovely, but you don't date someone based on their sun sign. You find somebody based on more than that. In other words, if you have a pattern, and I'm talking about your life pattern, we all have one, of having one disastrous relationship after another, or at least one that starts really great and then, boom, it's gone. You want to, again, at the risk of being shameless, you want to get a copy of my book, Move Into the Magic, because it will help you see this pattern in your life and get rid of it. And you never discard a woman because of her sun sign, okay? Two other signs that do very well with Taurians traditionally are Virgo and Capricorn, okay?
Well, actually, who goes well with Cancer is I guess he's a Cancer, so you meant...
No, excuse me, I'm so sorry, I'm thinking of the Taurus. Okay, that would be Scorpio and Pisces. They are water signs, and they do beautifully with Cancerians. Thank you, Carrie, for reminding me of that. It's the woman who is the Taurian. But
no
here again,
problem.
You know, if they're beautiful women and you're a handsome man, enjoy.
Okay, thank you very much, Colin. We're going to move on. Thank you. Okay, so we've got one other caller here, and some people, I guess, are trying to ask other questions that kind of go out beyond the scope of the personal, and I do appreciate that. I hope we'll have some time for that. Caller, area code 754, you're on the call with Maxine Taylor and Carrie Cassidy.
Yes, hi, Maxine. Hi, Carrie.
Hey.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Oh, good. Okay. First off, Carrie, I absolutely love you. I think you're spectacular. And Maxine, you're great, too. I'll make it brief. I'm a Virgo, September 4th, 1956. The past couple of years have been horrific for me. And I'm just calling to see, is there any light at the end of the tunnel? I mean,
absolutely. Remember, the planets do not make us do anything. They reflect what is going on in our lives. And so what you want to do is, if things are being horrible, and believe me, I understand we have all been there. What I do when something really stops me in my tracks is I say, okay, I know I've created this for a reason. What is the reason? And once I see the reason, and sometimes it takes a little while, once I see the reason, I say, okay, what is the gift in this? But most importantly, if there's nothing that can stop a made-up mind, if you will say, it is over, those are the most powerful words to me, it's over, and
right.
Get clear on what you want and move into the magic of feeling it. Again, I'm pushing my book, but if you will move into the feeling of having what you want and ignore what your mind is saying, just do it for a couple of minutes, a few times a day, you'll start vibrating to that, and you will attract to you what you want.
Okay.
And Mars goes direct in Virgo on Friday, so let's give you a big hip hip hooray.
Oh, that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good.
Right.
Well,
thank you, Carrie.
Thank you very much, Maxine, and thank you, too, Carrie.
You're
all
very
right,
welcome.
You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We're going to try to answer a couple questions here, Maxine, if you wouldn't mind, in the chat. A few people that have been asking things here, and I'm going to see if I can just grab a question or two. Major revelation or, boy, it just moved on. It's crazy. Or new discoveries this year. Is there, I'm not sure that's kind of a general question, but do you feel that there will be a major revelation? I think some people are kind of wondering if you think there's going to be, well, what some people call disclosure, et cetera. Do you think the stage is set for that, or do you think that the planets are not really aligned in that direction?
Well, I'm not even sure if it's the planets, darling. I think it's what we create for ourselves. In other words, they will be reflected in the planets. And absolutely, there is absolutely the opportunity for disclosure. However, and my feeling is this, and this is just one woman's opinion, instead of getting upset with mommy and daddy for not admitting the truth, let's move forward and create this haven that we want. Yes, we know the truth. People like you, Carrie, spread the truth all over the world. It's a given. Rather than waiting for admission, oh, yeah, finally, oh, right, you're right. Let's just move forward and create it our way. As far as new inventions and revelations, absolutely, with that Uranus-Pluto square dance, the stage is set.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say that with Uranus being on sort of center stage, that you can't help. That's going to be sudden change on every level, and it's also going to be innovation, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what I've been talking about. The problem is with Pluto in Capricorn, the old guard doesn't want to let go. But you're
right.
You know, it'll be handled by 2016.
Well, it'll be one way or the other, everyone. So stay tuned.
It's going to be awesome. Uranus is going to do its thing.
I've got some people asking about Ron Paul's chart.
I do not have Ron Paul's chart. I do not have a birth time for him. And without a birth time, we cannot predict. That's why I'm waiting for the Republicans, to get their act together and, select their final candidate. And then I'll be able to, hopefully, if it is Ron Paul, then I will start banging the bushes. Right now I have Romney's chart. That's about it. I've got Romney's chart because we don't have birth times for these other candidates. So it'd simplify things if it were Romney, but it doesn't matter who it is. I will get the birth time, and I'll come back on the air, and I'll tell you what it says.
Okay, well, you certainly have Obama's, right?
I do. Yes, I do.
And that's an interesting angle to go just in that direction, because I'm very surprised that he's gonna actually, play this whole game out the whole year long. Do you think he's gonna stay in office?
You know, I looked at his chart, and I'm gonna give you a hesitant, a qualified yes, and I'll tell you why. Number one, I don't have Romney's. I haven't done the diurnal on Romney yet. But the diurnal chart, which is the chart that I use for predictive purposes for this year for Obama, says the same thing it did 4 years ago. Okay?
Can you be a little more specific than that? Because
yes.
I don't know what it said 4 years ago.
Well, 4 years ago, it said a couple of things. What I predicted was that there was going to be a total upheaval. A total transformation in his life. Now, traditionally, in a diurnal chart, Carrie, when you're running for public office, your 10th house, your midheaven, is triggered. There was nothing in his 10th house. But what there was the day before the election, there was a total, I didn't want to use the word death. I was afraid. But there was a total transformation. I said a symbolic death and rebirth. And I was holding my breath because Biden had Saturn on his midheaven, which means he was at the top of his game. And I thought, I'm afraid to even think about what this means. Well, there was a death. And a lot of people have forgotten that the day before the election, Obama's grandmother died. And that was what overshadowed the whole election, believe it or not, for him. And that's how I knew that his birth chart was accurate. Mm-hmm. Well, this year, it moves a degree further along every year. It's the same exact diurnal. So I do not know what that total symbolic death and rebirth means.
Well, there's no reason to assume it'll come up with the same equation as last time, because it wouldn't be a death and rebirth. You know what I mean? In other words, it would have to be a different outcome.
A different scenario.
Him.
And see, this is why I need to have the chart of the Republican candidate. I will do the diurnal on that candidate, assuming their birth time is accurate. Now, you know enough about astrology to know that if the birth time is 4 minutes
sure.
off, the diurnal is going to be 1 year off. But I have made some very, when I was CNN's on-air astrologer, I did political predictions and I used the diurnal charts. So as soon as the Republicans name their candidate, I'll have my answer.
Okay, well, I must ask you, were you correct?
100% of the time.
All right, so you're a real threat to be reckoned with. Maxine,
yes.
Or a blessing, depending how you want to look at it. Thank
yes.
you so much for coming on the show. It's been a joy to have you, as always. I think everyone has been fascinated, and, you know, the chat is just going like wildfire. So thank you so much. People, please do buy her book, support her work, and hopefully we'll have you back again maybe late summer. To talk about the election.
I would love it.
All right.
Thank you, Carrie, so much. Keep up your marvelous work.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, everyone, have a great night and take care.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Indigrow is your source for affordable induction grow lighting. First discovered in 1891 by Nikola Tesla, Indigrow lights deliver 11 years of electronic sunlight to your plants. Indigrow lamps require less than half the power of traditional HID lamps. Converting to Indigrow lights means you'll cut down on your power bill with less lighting. Indigrow lamps also use 5 times less mercury than traditional fluorescent or HID lamps, making Indigrow not only energy efficient, but environmentally friendly as well. No more switching out lamps between vegetative and flowering stages. As nature intended, your lights get a steady dose of UV light. That makes your plants grow healthier and stronger. Indigrow products are manufactured in San Diego, California, and come with a written 10-year warranty. What Tesla knew, then growers know now, is that Indigrow lighting is the cost-effective addition to your victory garden. To learn more or order now, go to inda-grow.com. That's inda-gro.com. Or call 877-452-2244 to answer any of your questions. These guys really know light. Indigrow really is your sunlight in a box.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your American retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rebounded above $1,650 Tuesday on bargain hunting, safe haven buying. Gold last traded at $1,660 an ounce, silver $3,181. According to analysts, investors need to take advantage of the recent gold falls right now to buy the dips before it hits record highs this summer. Stocks fell sharply today on EU bond fears and earnings warnings. This rebirth of uncertainty also was boosted by Spanish 10-year bond yields surging 40 basis points. Will Spain become the next Greece, Ireland, and Portugal? Time will tell. Check it out at SwissAmerica.com. Be sure to get your copy of The Future of Money. Call 800-289-2646. You can read about the recovery. Who are we kidding? According to Merck Investments, they agree with us that Ben Bernanke's plan will not work. Inflation is not fought as easy as he thinks. National Day of Prayer in May. Let me read you a quote from Ulysses S. Grant. Hold fast to the Bible as the sheet anchor of your liberties.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.